When all the lights go out, when all your strength is gone, when every voice you hear says you can't go on, go on. When all the world is gray, nothing but falling rain, wondering if there is a reason to have faith, have faith.
And welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. Today, the Kansas State arm wrestling champ joins us. That's not her in the background, along with a top Missouri State Fair fiddler. What does it take to be a State Fair champ? We'll find out. But first today, the 2014 version of TEDxKC is on tap for this weekend at the Kauffman Center. The music you're listening to is from one of the presenters at this year's event, and we'll learn more about her in just a moment. TED Talks are those 18-minute presentations about big ideas and theories. In fact, KCUR airs the TED Radio Hour tonight at 8 and Sunday afternoons at 5. Since 2009, Kansas City has hosted a TEDx conference of its own, and this year it's offering a unique opportunity, the TEDxKC Challenge. And here to talk about it is Mike Lundgren, who's been organizing the TEDxKC conferences since they began. He's also Director of Innovation Strategy and a partner at KC-based ad firm VML. And Mike, so good to have you. Welcome
Thank you.
Back.
Good morning.
Yeah. When you were with us at the beginning of July, we talked about the TEDxKC Challenge. Refresh our listeners about that, Mike. What is the TEDxKC Challenge?
Sure. This is something the Kauffman Foundation actually helped us put together. I often get the question, how do you get on the TEDxKC stage? And we opened up an opportunity for people to essentially put in their bid, you know, send us a 2 or 3 minute video, tell us about their big idea. And we've gone through that process and selected the winner.
And the winner is?
Well, we're not going to say that until Saturday evening. It's a surprise.
And what struck you about him or her, the person you wound up picking?
You know, I think probably more than anything, it was just looking at the world as we'd see it. And instead of kind of walking by and not paying attention, this person had paid attention to something that needed to be changed and has an interesting narrative to kind of help us see the world in the same way.
How stiff was the competition to win the TEDxKC Challenge?
There were about 50 entries that came in from all over the world, really. But there were a number of exciting entries from right here in Kansas City. In fact, what I can tell you is the winner is from Kansas City, obviously. Huh. And so that's kind of exciting.
And you picked this person how? What was the process?
You know, there's a panel of judges, and the panel of judges are looking for a couple different things. We want to see a great idea first and foremost. That's really what TED is about, an idea worth spreading. And then the other part of it was, you know, is this idea possible? Like, does it have some legs to it? And then lastly, I mean, since this person is going to literally be on stage, we're looking for somebody that has some gravitas, that could actually walk to the edge of the stage and say something in a way that people are going to enjoy.
So you all aren't looking for some fantastical idea. You want something that has a little reality attached to it.
Well, you know, fantastical ideas, is that a word?
I'm hoping it is, desperately as I said it.
Yes. Yeah. It's, you know, those kinds of ideas really exist in the TED universe, and they're really exciting. I mean, there's a couple of those types of talks that will make our stage this year. You know, there's a plasma physicist coming to talk about fusion energy. So, you know, that all exists. But in the case of the challenge, we are specifically looking for an idea that would really be serviceable and benefit Kansas City in some way also.
You just mentioned presenters. The lineup is complete. How many presenters are there going to be, Mike?
Yeah, so there's going to be 12 segments this year. And
is that typical?
You know, different TEDxes have different lengths. Some do a full day. We choose to do an evening program and have each year. We've been growing steadily each year. You know, I think last year we might have had 9.
And why 12 then?
You know, we expanded the format and we shifted to Saturday. I mean, we've taken it out of the realm of a school night, so everybody has a chance to arrive a little earlier, stay a little later. And that gave us a little bit more room in the program to add some additional speakers.
And folks might want to stick around a little later because...
Well, yeah, so anybody who's a ticket holder, and that's key, is invited to Act 3, which is a party literally on the lawn of the Performing Arts Center.
That sounds great. And what a great venue to have this thing.
It should be remarkable. I mean, the view south there is one of the best in Kansas City, and We're going to place a lot of interesting things that are very TED-like around the lawn, so it'll be more than just a party.
Again, we're visiting with Mike Lundgren with TEDx KC at the conferences this weekend. Well, one of the presenters this weekend is Gracie Schramm, whose voice we heard at the top of the show. And this just stops me in my tracks, Mike. This singer-songwriter is only 15 years old. Didn't sound 15 to me at all. How did you find her, and what about her that made her a must for your lineup this weekend?
You know, musically, obviously, she's very talented. And, lyrically, I think the other thing that we like really and adore with Gracie is that her lyrics have meaning, and they come from a place of meaning for herself. And her music is also, I mean, it all comes from this place of giving back to the world. You know, she makes music the way most musicians do, hoping to earn a dollar or two, but she contributes a lot of that back into causes that matter to her.
Well, let's hear one more sample from Gracie Schramm's talent from her upcoming album, I Am Me. Here's Curious Heart. That's Gracie Schramm. She's from Prairie Village. And get this, folks, she's 15 years old. She's presenting at this week's TEDxKC conference. That is just terrific. That's the song, the album I Am Me, the track Curious Heart. And Prairie Village, 15? I still can't get over it.
I wish I was doing half of that at 15. It's remarkable.
Danny Alexander, our producer, we need to get her in here sometime. I want to meet her. That just is amazing. Give us an idea, Mike, about the variety that attendees will experience Saturday evening through these different presenters. What walks of life will be representative? What kind of talks are going to be given here?
You know, there's really a lot of diversity on the stage this year. Robert Lessig, Professor Lessig, actually,
yeah.
He's been at the forefront of a number of movements, net neutrality, free spectrum. He's also one of the co-founders of Creative Commons. You know, so he has this amazing background, but his latest project is a political action committee designed to get money out of politics. And so he's going to be talking about his work there.
And tell him a little message from Steve. Good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a worthy aim.
We have to start somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Who else?
Well, and then also Bob Lytan is an economist from around the Kansas City area. And he's going to give us a different look at how economists affect our world than I think most of us are used to. So that should be sort of fun. His talk is entitled Two Economists Walk Into a Bar. So already it sort of strikes to the unusual.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, as I mentioned before, our plasma physicist, Michel Laberge.
And the idea there is what? Can you summarize it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, he is one of the scientists that is probably closest to figuring out how to do fusion energy, which is kind of how the sun works to create energy. So it's a really exciting sort of breakthrough talk.
And is there energy that can be harnessed for even little things around the house, practical things?
Well, I mean, it would. I think this would be the scale of a power plant.
Yeah.
But the size of the actual plant is not that large. Yeah, so it's pretty exciting. We also have Baratunde Thurston, and Baratunde used to be the digital editor for The Onion, and he's also wrote a book called How to Be Black, which is magnificent. I recommend anybody or everybody just run out and grab that, the audiobook especially. He reads it.
Is he black himself?
He is. And, you know, what he does in this book is so remarkable. It just doesn't matter where you are on the race continuum, white, black, or otherwise. You just sort of relax more into your place and have a greater understanding of the world. And he does it with such humor and such grace. It's really remarkable. And he's actually going to be talking about how to hack comedy, which is going to be a blast, I think.
How to hack comedy?
How to hack comedy.
Meaning what?
Well, using technology and comedy combined to do some interesting things. And I don't want to give away too many of his hacks.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You find these folks where? I mean, does a national TED sort of help you locate them? Or is this all Mike Lundgren looking around the universe here?
One of our speakers this year comes from the same place that we've gotten three of our previous speakers. And they've all been hits. Brene Brown, which Brene went on to, as she was on the show, went on to have the third or fourth most watched TED Talk of all time. You know, these people also brought us Janine Shepard. Her talk just crossed 1 million views on TED.com. Steve Ilardi from last year. And then this year, Diana Kander, who has a new book, local entrepreneur. And she's going to give a talk on how everything we know about innovation and entrepreneurism and how we teach it is dead wrong.
You said you got some of your speakers from the same place. You've gotten other speakers in that same place.
So these are my friends, Joni and Jolynn, Jolynn Worley and Joni Shoemaker. They're local book agents. You know, they work with authors, and they've always had a good eye for this. And other places, documentary films, you know, articles in Wired, you know, various publications. And then, of course, you know, just constantly looking all year long and asking people, you know, if they'd seen something recently that I thought was really provocative or interesting.
Huh. Well, the goal of TED is really pretty simple. How can we best spread great ideas? The idea behind spreading these great ideas then is what, Mike?
You know, I mean, I think there's a couple things. This was originally founded by Saul Werman some 30 years ago and then picked up by Chris Anderson, you know, who's now the head curator. And it's just looking for a place to put ideas on a stage that weren't getting any attention. But more than that was this highly curated audience, you know, so people that are in the audience or people that could help do something about what they had just heard and could participate in different ways. And for many years, that was kind of I hate to disparage it, but a bit of a billionaire boys club that kind of met in Monterey, California. But in 2006, when they opened up the TED platform and started putting videos online, really everything started to change then. It became this very open platform, very democratized, and access to it became much less of the billionaire boys club. There's still that aspect of it. You know, there's people in the audience that will raise their hand and say, I'll put $300,000 towards helping this idea, you know, come to fruition. So that still exists. But it's a much more open platform now and much more democratized.
Well, you can't get a ticket to be in the audience this weekend at the Kauffman Center, if I understand correctly, Mike, but you can take part in a watch party at the Sprint Accelerator in the Crossroads. There's a link to how to do that on our website, kcur.org. And you can also watch live online, and you can do that how, Mike?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you weren't able to get a ticket or can't make it to the watch parties, you can do what thousands of other people do from around the world, is just tune into our webcast. The link to that, the live stream, is on your site. It's also on our Facebook page. And just tune in at 5:30, and you'll be in the seat for the same ride that everybody else is.
Oh, that sounds great. Mike Lundgren again with TEDxKC. Mike, always a pleasure to have you here. Good luck this weekend. For
Thank
number
you,
six,
Steve.
Right?
Yes, number six.
Good
Thank
luck,
you, Steve.
Okay.